Hey, Gunjan.
Hi, Annabelle.
How are you today?
Good, slightly nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I've never done this before. But yeah.
Can you just remind us what your symposium presentation was about before the break?
In my symposium presentation, so essentially I was looking at storytelling and conversations, but instead of it being between humans, I was looking between humans and technology. Mm-hmm. So during my previous semesters, I was looking at talking to chatbots as technology.
Yeah.
And I had conversations with chatbots, and that was what I mostly presented in the symposium and how I interpreted what communication or interaction between two entities could be.
Okay. What made you interested in this in the first place?
Actually, it's something really stupid. It was because I had to interact with people, and there weren't people around, and people weren't available because you needed to take appointments with people. You needed to book people to have a conversation with them, and machines were just online. Like, I could just log into a chatbot and talk to it.
So you went through the experience yourself? Yes. You felt like that was the only option?
Yes, it was more accessible.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's really interesting. So for you, is it a positive thing to have a bot there to talk with people who might feel lonely or who suffer from insomnia?
Yeah, it's very interesting because I came across this chatbot just as so randomly about this chatbot that talks to you when you are an insomniac, and it messages, you can message it. And I was like, wow, like whenever I think back of why I started talking to chatbots, I'd never like put it in those terms that, oh, probably I didn't get people to talk to, which is why I shifted to chatbots.
Yeah.
But that's been a strong realization.
Okay. And so do you think it's a positive thing?
I wouldn't put a quality of positive or negative to it, because I'm like, it's the reality right now. People are more busy and chatbots are more accessible. So it's just like, I would like, it's the real world right now.
Okay. But would you say that you're for the, because you mentioned the sophistication of the bot's conversation ability, would you be for that?
I think that actually it's more like a trend. Like right now chatbots are being researched into. So yes, people are looking at already making them more conversational, more humanistic. But for me, my interest has actually slightly shifted to artificial intelligence, because I realized that chatbots are an outcome of the people who program it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're limited by their ability to do it. I actually did one of those experiments in my that's in my drawer as well,
yeah,
which was like, I had a conversation with a chatbot about love, and the total amount of words that we used were around 269.
Okay.
So what I did was, I set up the same exercise for two humans to have a conversation using those words. And the intent was to show how, like, the way we value, assess conversations with chatbots as being, like, vague or superficial, even the people who are using the limited vocabulary had a superficial interaction.
Oh, really?
So essentially, it's actually a value judgment on how good we are designing.
Yeah.
And in fact, according to me, a value judgment on how we understand conversation. Like, people who are programming chatbots, what is their understanding of human conversations?
Mm-hmm.
If they understand it better, they will design better chatbots.
Okay. And how could they do that?
Oh.
through research and...
I think it's... I don't know. It's... Yeah, a lot of research, but also a lot of, I would say, I don't know, get more people from different fields involved in the project. I'm sure I know that, like, MIT and Google and Apple, they all have their departments for creating these chatbots, and they are getting people from various fields like semiotics and anthropology and all of those fields. But yeah, I think we as humans do not understand the complexity of human conversations.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not expecting the conversation level to increase dramatically very soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that the good thing is that a lot of people are researching into it. So, and all of that data is available.
Mm.
So if you somehow find a way to co-link all of these informations, we might get a more better conversation out of chatbots.
Okay. Is there an ideal for you as to how humans and chatbots might interact in the future?
I think that, I would say that chatbots, I won't say replace humans, but they are a substitute for human interaction right now. And just because they're convenient. And what I would think the future of such an interaction would be that we might get more sucked into technology and socializing with technology rather than socializing with humans. That is my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say that that's good or bad. I would just say that that's a trend that's happening. And I'm aware of the good and bad of it, but probably that is evolution. Like, survival of the fittest would be about people who are smarter technologically.
Yeah.
Than socially.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was also wondering, in your research process, you sort of documented talks that you did with chatbots. And I kind of wonder, after this, has it encouraged you to talk to them more? Or has it kind of put you off engaging with chatbots again?
So I actually talked to chatbots, like, I think when I initially started this, then I stopped talking to them. But when I was talking to them, I introduced them to some of my friends and I was like, see, have a look at it, but don't get addicted to it, because you're just amazed by... Initially, if you have no idea about these chatbots and how prevalent they are actually in our everyday life, that you just get amazed by the sort of interactions they're trying to have. And...
From your personal experience, did you find that they were quite open-minded, or could you tell that
limited? I actually felt that the sort of reactions I was getting from chatbots were very stereotypical.
Mm.
And based on my research, it turns out that it does depend on people who are programming, and there are more male programmers and less female programmers.
What are you saying, Gunjan?
apparently, so there are these books written by women who are saying that I'm hoping that right now technology, like these technology giants who are investing into chatbots,
mm-hmm.
are not discriminating based on your gender. But at least the chatbots that I talked to are like 10 years old. Mm-hmm. They were developed 10 years ago and they've been worked on. But all of those developers or programmers were male, or at least it was the men who were recognized.
Okay.
The second thing about chatbots is that it also has this thing called machine learning in the newer ones, in which you set a way for the program to learn and figure out patterns, and that's how they continue conversation without needing more added data about what to say. If I put it in layman's terms. And then it depends on the sort of interactions those chatbots are having with regular people.
Yeah.
Because there is this example of, I think, Microsoft's chatbot called Tay, which was given access to Twitter, and the people let normal people interact with Tay on Twitter, and people started saying really discriminating shit on Tay, and it was about to start the Third World War, and it had to be shut down.
Oh, okay.
So it can be extreme. It's people who are misusing it, I would say. Okay. Not the chatbots.
Just final question, because we don't have very long until we have to wrap up, but where do you think you're going to take your project next, in a few words?
I've become more interested, so I think I've understood the programming behind chatbots, so now I'm looking at artificial intelligence, which is based on the initial things of chatbot. And what I am interested in is how humans are different from chatbots, or mm-hmm. how humans are different from artificial intelligence, and how artificial intelligence is different from humans. And my understanding is that we're not that different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there are more things that an artificial intelligence can replicate from a human. And that's what I'm looking at. Like,
okay, great. That sounds really interesting. Thank you, Gunjan.
Thank you, Annabelle.
Thank you.
It was fun.